build up the likes of Niff Riff and the Imro, the Islands fishermen, are at the table too. Can you imagine, Minister, if we can protect our fishing? There's about 900 inshore fishermen, according to NIFA. And imagine if we can protect their livelihoods, you know, by a basic income scheme, which means that they won't go on the dole. It's economically sensible to do this, as we did with artists, but it acknowledges that it's just not sustainable anymore for them to be on their own and try to earn a living due to conditions beyond their control, including climate, increased costs and so on. So I think this is a really positive contribution. I think it's real leadership from NIFA around this issue, and I my own view is it's been coming for a long time. So, Minister, today there'll be engagements in the committee, the Oireachtas Fisheries Committee, soon on this. I would imagine there'll be strong cross-party support for this proposal, and we need to deliver it in the short term, not the medium or long term, in the short term. But I look forward to the continued engagement with you.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Deputy, I'm very conscious of the role that the small inshore fishermen and women have on the impact that they have on their communities. Sometimes it's just a living for their own family, but it's also part of the cultural life of some of these little villages and hamlets along our coast, that many people take the opportunity to come and visit as part of their own getaway from the larger cities, a tourism component. But at the heart of it are these people who are struggling to survive. Mm-hmm. And the loss of that, there are other opportunities. They could leave and get jobs probably now more easy. But that would be a huge drain and a loss to those communities in terms of that cultural and historical dimension to it, and it would suck the life out of it. So I think we have a responsibility to address that. I heard some statistics this morning on earlier on the news about the drain in population in certain rural areas, and I think there's a few in Donegal as well, where schools are down to having maybe just two or three students anymore. So we've got to address that aspect in this as well, insofar as we can.